USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the second day of their arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial, House prosecutors are focused on the abuse of power charge. Prosecution Manager Adam Schiff.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in the U.S. election for one particular objective, to benefit his own reelection, to seek help in cheating in a U.S. election.
Republican Senator James Lankford is eager for the president's defense to be heard.
My frustration is the American people are getting half the story at this point. There's a proverb 18:17, that says the first one that comes along seems right until they're cross-examined. And I'm looking forward in the days ahead for the first time to finally hearing both sides of the story.
The president's attorneys will get to speak next, probably on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Three Americans piloting a C-130 air tanker over the wildfires in Australia were killed when their plane crashed in New South Wales. Animals in Australia are still desperate for food. Musician activist Mark McCord.
There has been no food drops for any animals that are not endangered or threatened. There has been one food drop for rock wallaby. That's a little river area here in East Gippsland. That is actually a threatened species. But for all the animals on over 1 million hectares, there's been no drops because the Department of Environment, Water, and Wildlife has proven that they're uninterested unless the animals are endangered. Kangaroos, wallabies, possums, even koalas, there's no food drops for them. If they're not on a fringe area that hasn't been burnt, they will probably starve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Dr. Oz and Mark Wahlberg are fighting over whether to eat breakfast. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Dr. Oz has advocated for abandoning breakfast altogether, saying people who intermittent fast between 12 and 16 hours could see several health benefits. Meanwhile, Wahlberg is saying he doesn't care what Dr. Oz says, he needs his breakfast, to which Dr. Oz responds on Fox News.
The big argument was, listen, intermittent fasting has been demonstrated over and over again to be one of the best things you can do to stay healthy. It makes you focus better, helps your resilience. Think about it. Our ancestors did not get up and have a platter of food in front of them.
Right.
They'd go hunt,
kill a boar.
Right. Go kill a boar. So the way you have to actually have endurance to be able to exercise without having eaten.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the people who authored the CIA's torture program after the 9/11 attacks now says they may have gone a bit too far, and it was borderline illegal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
James Mitchell testified yesterday in a Guantanamo Bay courtroom in a pretrial hearing for five accused 9/11 terrorists. The CIA had paid Mitchell and his company over $80 million to develop the torture practices used by the CIA, including waterboarding, stress positions, and mock burials. Mitchell was called by the defense, which wants to keep evidence obtained from tortured suspects out of court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.